Thank you, Matt. And now we go back to the news. And our last section of news is perhaps a little controversial. No, we're not mentioning COVID or mask wearing or climate change or any of that, but we are talking about Christmas in November. I know. Well, anyway, there's a warning about buying electrical goods, a warning to watch out for cheeky elves. But we start with the biggest controversy of this last week, and that is the news that Norwich City Football Club have redesigned the club badge. Judging from the outcry, you'd think they'd signed an Ipswich Town player. Elizabeth has the story.
Norwich City have revealed a modernised club crest, bringing the traditional canary, castle and lion design up to modern standards. Produced as part of a brand evolution project that featured in an in-depth consultation process during the recent years, the renewed club crest will be used from June 17th, 2022, and will feature on City's kits for next season. The views of supporters of all ages were sought externally, with 5,000 supporters responding to a questionnaire, as well as internally from academy players through to captain Grant Hanley, striker Timu Puku, and joint majority shareholders Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones. Announcing the change, an official statement explains: the club has recently undergone a review of its brand, which confirmed a number of technical challenges and accessibility issues centred around the main club crest. There were also inconsistencies with the versions of crests used, with different iterations around our own stadium and incorrect crests easily accessible online. The new crest features a redesigned lion, castle and canary, each of which have been redrawn to overcome the technical issues found. By simplifying the elements and removing a lot of the unnecessary detail, the crest now renders strongly in both small and large scale. The black key line around the crest has also been removed, with the balance improved by positioning the ball in the centre of the crest. The Canaries have been using the same crest since 1972. After a competition which was won by architect Andrew Anderson, combining the traditional Norwich coat of arms with the previous Canary badge, the new crest was projected onto the Castle Meadow side of Norwich Castle as part of the announcement.
A fire chief has warned people to be careful when purchasing electrical items this Christmas after 83 house fires in Norfolk this year. Greg Preston, head of fire prevention at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, said, "By buying cheap, inferior quality products, people are unwittingly putting their lives at risk. These items are more likely to contain unsafe parts and cause accidental fires in the home. We also ask that residents don't charge mobile phones or tablets on beds or sofas, or leave them charging overnight, and that plug sockets in the home are not overloaded." This year, 26 house fires in Norfolk were caused by a fault in electrical equipment, with a further 21 caused by appliances being misused. An additional 36 fires were caused by faulty leads and cables to electrical appliances such as televisions, toasters, computers, microwaves, portable heaters and battery chargers, as well as larger items such as washing machines, tumble dryers and cookers. According to figures from YouGov via the Electrical Safety First, it was found that 23% of adults in the east of England said they would knowingly purchase a counterfeit electrical item. These counterfeit electrical products are more likely to contain substandard parts that could cause a fire or an electric shock. Duncan Carter, the lead trading standards officer at Norfolk County Council, said, "We want Norfolk residents to be as safe as possible. Electrical items that are poorly manufactured and don't meet safety standards are sadly still available to purchase. Please only buy from reputable retailers and ensure you register your appliances to be notified of recalls."
Emergency services are gearing up for a lively Christmas party season as new figures reveal Norwich is a hotspot for drunk and disorderly behaviour. Norfolk Police's Operations Impact will take place in the last weekend before Christmas, when additional officers will be on patrol to make sure people have a safe night out. The police superintendent said, "We want people to go out and have a good time, and most people want to enjoy themselves at Christmas. I'm sure most people who end up in the police cell don't intend to end their night that way. But we've probably all seen before that too much alcohol can have unintended consequences. So our message is enjoy yourself, but know your limits." A number of city venues are gearing up for the return of festive gatherings in this post-lockdown world. Top tips to stay safe at night over the Christmas period. The SOS bus runs on Friday and Saturday nights as a first point of contact for anyone visiting Norwich's pubs and clubs who has got into difficulty. Beth Williams, SOS bus development manager, said those attending Christmas parties in the city should use common sense by having a decent meal, avoid preloading and pre-book taxis. The manager explained it's a very small things which make a big difference to whether people end up in a taxi or with their mates or in an SOS bus. Enjoy yourself, have a good laugh. It's great to be back out again, but look out for each other. That is our big message.
Elf and safety will be a top concern at Castle Quarter this Christmas, thanks to a gang of unruly little helpers. Santa's badly behaving elves will be at the shopping centre on Saturday, December the 11th, causing complete mayhem and mischief as part of their 2021 tour. They will be bringing what they call their sleigh load of laughs and stunts between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. with 20-minute activities every hour. So the pair, Elfie and Elvie, will have lots of games to join in with, including charades, musical snowman, guess the present, and tree decorating. And more elf-related events are also planned in the city centre on Sundays in December.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at Chatterbox Office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in your wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
So there you are. We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team behind the scenes who produced it. Our editor tonight was Karen Buchanan, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, from me, John Francis.
And Elizabeth Stimpson.
It's goodbye.